So let's continue here with the people in the studio and see how they've done. This gentleman's list used to say money is the root of all evil. Now it says, in the wrong hands, money is the root of all evil, but I am a responsible and sensitive person. Very nice. Next one is, money isn't everything, but added to my other qualities, it'll do a lot of good for me and those I really care about. Fabulous. Here's another example. Money doesn't grow on trees, but it grows out of my acting on my creative ideas. I can't afford it. We can't afford not to expand our financial resources and share them with others as well. Take care of the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves. If I take care of the pennies, my focus is way too narrow. If I take care of the opportunities that exist around me right now and give great service, the dollars will multiply massively. I have no time to enjoy money. I have had no time to enjoy money in the past, but I'm now learning to delegate and I'm working smarter every day. These are fabulous examples. That's what you need to do for yourself as well. Free yourself from your old beliefs. Finally, let's take a look at what are some of the specific empowering beliefs that you might want to add to your repertoire of financial freedom. Here are a few of the beliefs that I've modeled from people that are extremely successful financially and some of my own that have really assisted me as well. Number one, money is nothing but a measure of the value that I create for other people. The more I give to others, the more money I receive on an ongoing and consistent basis. Number two, my belief is in order to become wealthy, I need only two things. One, every single day, live in an attitude of gratitude. That is, feel incredibly grateful for the wealth that I already have in my life, in my friends, in my family, and the environment and where I live, and my work, and everything around me. See a sense of possibility and feel the abundance that is my life. That will create more wealth without me doing anything else. Like attracts like, water seeks its own level. You've heard these phrases, burnt out as they may be, over and over again, but they are true. In addition, if you truly want to be wealthy, learn to consistently focus on how to give much more to others than you expect back. And by the way, it's impossible. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. Now you might say, well, Tony, this doesn't work for me. I tried it. I tried it with John Smith. You know what I did? I gave. He gave me nothing. Well, guess what? See, it doesn't always come back from the person you gave it to. Sometimes they just take. You're right. I have no argument with that. But I'll tell you something, you got to open your eyes. You got to start paying attention because it's coming back to you from somebody else somewhere. And if it hasn't already, it's on its way. You got to trust and you got to know that that's true. By living with those kinds of beliefs, you will attract the kind of wealth that you deserve. How do you make certain that you develop in your life? Besides eliminating the sabotage, you decide exactly what you want financially in terms of abundance. Remember, we talked about developing a number that was going to be a must for you. Not financial sufficiency, but true financial abundance. More than enough. Avalanches of abundance. That's what we're talking about. Make a decision. Because you got to remember, whatever you focus on consistently, you will get. So if you're always focusing on getting by or how to pay your bills, that's what you get. If you focus on massive abundance, that's what you'll have too. And as long as, in your mind now, having massive abundance is something good. Having massive abundance is not negative, it's not guilt, it's not problems, it's not pain. It is pleasure to be and do and create at the level that you are as a spiritual and successful human being. Two, daily condition your mind for wealth so that your brain is looking for opportunities to succeed financially. Remember the metaphor we talked about when we talked about setting goals, where you buy a car, you buy a particular outfit, and once you have it, all of a sudden, everywhere, you start noticing everybody who has that car, noticing that outfit. Well, there's a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. It's the part of your brain that determines what you pay attention to. You recall earlier we said that human beings are deletion creatures, that we don't pay attention to most of what's going on around us. We only pay attention to a small band of our experience. Our goals, our mental conditioning tells the RAS, the reticular activating system, what to pay attention to. The RAS is like a policeman. It determines what's going to get through to your conscious awareness and what's going to be screened out. So when you daily Decide what you want and condition yourself to look for opportunity. It's like all of a sudden you see that car everywhere. All of a sudden you see those clothes everywhere. All of a sudden you will see places that cash in financially when you've now made the decision to condition your mind to attract wealth. How can you do it? Well, for years, I started using affirmation for myself. Now, you might say, well, didn't you say affirmations aren't that great? No. I said that you got to make sure that if you're going to use an affirmation, you do it with some real physiology, that you really change your state. And I read all kinds of books on attracting wealth. And I found this in one of those books, and I really liked it. And so I said it over and over again. But again, saying an affirmation means nothing unless you generate feeling. And before I give you this affirmation, I want you to know that it's not meant to be religious in any way. I do want you to know that I do believe in a creator. I call it God. You may call that something else, and that's fine. But I believe that you and I have this privilege called life because something or someone has given it to us, something greater than our conscious awareness. And when people tell me, well, I don't believe in a God, I'm an atheist, my view to them is I like to ask them a question. I said, so you're trying to say to me that everything we see, the earth, the plants, our environment, this solar system, this universe that all works with absolute precision, is all the result of things just falling together? That's like saying Webster's dictionary is the result of an explosion in a print factory. I can't believe that we can tap in. We can attract more in our lives when we connect ourselves mentally and condition ourselves for that abundance. So what I say to myself is this: God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously, for I am one with God, and God is everything. And I would say this to myself over and over and over and over again. I would go run down the beach for a couple of miles, saying this to myself with all the intensity of feeling I could generate. That's one of the major reasons I believe that in 12 months, I went from totally broke to $1 million net worth, because I didn't just hope. I created a level of certainty in my body that total financial abundance was a part of every cell, every thought, every feeling, and things began to jump out at me, and I began to attract them. Now, that may sound real metaphysical, it may sound weird to you, but anyone that I've met who has created great financial abundance has not only decided what they want, but they've begun to condition themselves daily to have that level of abundance where it felt right for them. And that's what I did with myself. I offer you the opportunity if it's worthwhile for you. Or you can correct it. Change the language so it works for you. But please condition yourself for the abundance you deserve.
This is the end of this link. To continue listening, simply press the next link. Thank you.